From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning for North Korea.
Do not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Mr. Trump accused North Korean leader Kim Jong-un of having been very threatening. Other reports and experts have said in recent months that such an advancement by Pyongyang in its pursuit to become the world's ninth full-fledged nuclear power was probably years away. A spokesman for North Korea's army was quoted as saying a plan to strike Guam would be put into practice in a multi-current and consecutive way any moment. Kenyans across the country voted in large numbers in a tense general election Tuesday, pitting President Uhuru Kenyatta, the businessman's son of Kenya's founding president, against Raila Odinga, former political prisoner and son of Kenya's first vice president, and chairman of NASA National Campaign Committee, Musalia Mudavadi.
We are very encouraged that Kenyans across the country have come out in large numbers, witnessed in the long queues in all parts of the country.
Officials' results are expected by Friday, but current polls place Kenyatta at 55% of the vote to Odinga's 44%. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly has passed a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government. The order passed Tuesday bars the opposition-controlled National Assembly and other agencies from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the pro-government superbody. The embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma has survived his ninth non-confidence or no-confidence vote thanks to the support of loyalists from the ruling African National Congress. Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder reports.
South African President Jacob Zuma has survived a no-confidence vote. It was his ninth such challenge, but this was the first to be held by secret ballot. But opposition hopes the secrecy would embolden critics within his ANC ruling party were thwarted. Accusations of corruption and mismanaging the economy have dogged his presidency. Zuma took power in 2009. If Tuesday's vote had gone against him, he would have been booted from office. On top of years of corruption allegations, Zuma upset investors in March by sacking respected finance minister Pravin Gordhan. Criticism has also grown within the ruling African National Congress Party. But although divided, ANC lawmakers resolved to rally behind him at a meeting before the parliamentary vote. Party officials portrayed the challenge to Zuma as an attack on the party, once all-powerful, as the heir of South Africa's anti-apartheid struggle.
NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to the breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia Tuesday. It's the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. NATO spokesman Dylan White calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said that NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. Georgia's foreign ministry condemned what it says is Putin's cynicism and Russian aggression and provocation against Georgia. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will make his first visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories later this month for a first-hand look at a conflict that has been on the front burner of the United Nations for 70 years. The Palestinian UN ambassador says the trip comes at a critical time in which there are attacks against a two-state solution. Israeli UN ambassador Danny Dannon says the trip will give Guterres the chance to see firsthand both the challenges and the opportunities in the region. Glenn Campbell, the affable superstar singer of Rhinestone Cowboy and Wichita lineman, whose appeal spanned country, pop, television, and movies, died Tuesday. His family said the singer passed away in Nashville, Tennessee, no cause immediately given. Campbell did announce in June 2011 that he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and that it was in early stages. He was 81. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.